Listen. Listen to what God is saying. Listen to his voice. God said, "Let there be," and there was. There was light, there was land, there were living creatures, water. God spoke, and there was. But there was another voice as well, another voice that led Adam and Eve astray. Did God really say? Did you really hear what God said correctly? Maybe he said it a little bit differently. But I want you to consider today the amount and the many voices that are around you. Who's speaking to you? How do you determine whether or not what's being said is right or wrong? If they're leading you in the right direction or in the wrong direction, how do you know? I mean, just think for a moment of all the voices. The voices when I get up in the morning and turn on the TV to listen to the weather and the news and the various voices that are speaking to me. When you watch various shows and entertainment, the various voices that are speaking to you. If you ride around in a car and listen to the various voices on the radio that are trying to influence you or persuade you in one way or another. The voices of your children, of your spouse, the voices of your professors, your teachers, the voices you read when you read books, the voices of politicians trying to get you to vote for them. There are many, many voices. If you just take for a moment and consider how many people are speaking to us and all these voices that are taking place around us. Quite an amazing thing when Jesus takes some of his disciples up on the mountain. We are told that Jesus' face was altered, his clothes were sparkly white. A lot to see, a lot to take in, a lot to observe. But there's also a lot to hear, and there's some voices that are speaking. You have Moses and Elijah who show up. We're told that they're having some sort of a discussion about Jesus' departure. And then we have Peter, who gets so excited by everything that's going on that he decides to speak. "Master," he says, "it's good for us to be here. Let us put up three shelters, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." And while he was still speaking, he was interrupted by another voice. Another voice that came from the cloud saying, "This is my son, whom I have chosen. Listen to him." And the response of the disciples was silence. For when the voice had stopped speaking and the cloud left, Jesus was there alone with his disciples. You see, maybe that's the point. Less talking and more listening. We can sometimes do a lot of talking. Talking about our own ideas, our own theories, our own opinions. And sometimes we talk just because we're nervous and we end up just talking about whatever. But we talk and we talk and we talk, but how often, how long do we listen to the voice of God? And when we listen, do we hear what he has to say and understand it and take it to heart and actually practice it? See, maybe the point is stop speaking. Instead, without ceasing, listen. Listen to the chosen one. Listen to Jesus Christ and what he has to say. With all the voices that are going on, all that we hear, which voice is more important? Which voice speaks to our hearts? Which voice brings us peace and joy and love and all those things that we're always seeking after? Which voice can do that? Evaluate for yourself what voices you listen to. What voices you see that are important to you, that give good wisdom or give good solid advice. But in the midst of it all, take time to be still. Take time to be still and to hear what God has to say. And what he's saying here today in our text is this: "This is my son, whom I have chosen. Listen to him." At the end of our gospel today in Luke, Jesus has these words that he speaks. Listen. For a moment, all those voices that are going on in your head right now, you worry about some test or class coming up or something personal at home going on, for the moment, silence those voices, have them be still, and listen to what God's chosen one, what his son says. Then he opened their minds so that they could understand the scriptures, and he said to them, "This is what is written. The Christ will suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and repentance and forgiveness of sins will be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem." Be still. And without ceasing, listen to the voice of the chosen one of God, his son, Jesus Christ, because it is in his name that we preach repentance and forgiveness of sins. Amen. Please stand for the hymn.